people seeking an alternative to pain medications or anti-anxiety drugs are increasingly turning to CBD oil or cannabis oil. Some athletes even claim it helps with post-workout recovery. Studies have shown it curbs severe epilepsy. That array of claims has made it easier to find CBD products in Alabama, but there's just one problem. CBD is derived from marijuana. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
The CBD store in a strip mall along Highway 280 in Birmingham looks like a typical health and wellness shop. A decorative waterfall gurgles against the light blue walls. Store owner BJ Autry points out the products lining the shelves.
Here's the capsules. Those are the ones you just take like a vitamin. You know, they're simple, a 30 count of those.
There are creams, there are drops taken orally, candies infused with CBD.
We have bakes, you can do brownies, you can birthday cakes, you can do all kind of things. It's all infused with CBD that's going to help your body and make you feel better.
Do people ever joke about the brownies?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We always get a joke and a laugh. But, I mean, you know, people coming in here are looking for relief. They're not looking for it as a novelty.
Customers use CBD for pain, anxiety, relief from chemotherapy, arthritis, all sorts of ailments. Autry was unsure how people might respond when the store opened in July, but he says business has been great. There's a similar store in Northport. Autry says another will open in Auburn. The big question, though, is since marijuana is still illegal under federal law, how is this allowed? Autry says it's because his products are derived from industrial hemp.
There is a distinction between industrial hemp and marijuana.
Autry adds hemp contains little or no THC, the chemical that causes the high from marijuana. Some in law enforcement say that doesn't matter.
Whether it comes from hemp or comes from a marijuana plant, they're illegal.
Chris Connolly is the district attorney in Lauderdale County. In August, he and other local officials held a press conference to set the record straight. Except for people with severe medical conditions, CBD is illegal in Alabama. His office has received complaints about CBD products tied to pyramid schemes and products showing up unregulated in convenience stores. Connolly says they will enforce the law.
Just like when they come in here and set up illegal gambling machines. I mean, some people might say, well, that's a harmless activity and we ought to let it happen. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is gambling is illegal in the state of Alabama at this time, as is CBD.
In March, state authorities raided a warehouse in Shelby County, seizing what they said was CBD-infused candy and other products. So what is the answer? Is CBD legal? Professor Rob Mikos teaches marijuana law at Vanderbilt University. He says retailers across the country may claim it's legal, but...
I think in part it's based on confusion. The law in this area is very complicated.
Mikos says there are three ways CBD is legal under federal law. And yes, this does get detailed. First, the Food and Drug Administration has approved CBD to treat two rare types of epilepsy, but that only applies to a specific drug. Secondly, federal law allows universities and state agriculture officials to grow industrial hemp for research purposes, but they can't sell it. Finally, it depends what part of the cannabis plant the CBD comes from. Legally, the leaves are considered marijuana. The stalk is not. So the bottom line, according to Mikos,
is CBD legal in all 50 states? Not really.
168 is your total.
Okay. At the CBD store in Birmingham, owner BJ Autry says his products are above board, and he has documentation to back that up. He says he hasn't had any trouble with law enforcement, nor is he bothered by the association with marijuana.
I can feel good about it because I know in my heart that the only thing I'm trying to do is help people here.
Autry's customers may see relief in CBD oil. The law appears to see something else. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.